Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Luke 12, 32 to 34. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 12, verse 32 to 34. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. My theme for reflection is, where is your treasure map pointing? Where is your treasure map pointing? I once asked a child during a church service what she would do if she found a buried treasure. Her eyes widened as she answered without hesitation, "Buy sweets, all of them." We chuckled, of course, but her honesty was refreshing. Treasure always reveals our heart. For her, sweets were the heart's delight. For us, it might be money, possessions, reputation, or comfort. Jesus Christ puts it bluntly, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The problem is not that treasure is bad. The problem is that we so often store it in places that cannot last. In Luke's Gospel, Jesus urges his disciples not to be afraid, because it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That is, the greatest treasure, God's kingdom, God's reign of love, justice, and peace has already been gifted to us. But instead of embracing this gift, we often chase lesser treasures, filling our barns with things that moths can eat, thieves can steal, or time itself can corrode. The disciples listening to Jesus were not worthy. They were vulnerable peasants living under the economic squeeze of the Roman Empire. Yet, even in scarcity, Jesus warns them against misplacing their treasure. Why? Because even the poor can be consumed by fear, clutching what little they have while missing the joy of God's abundance. Jesus points them and us toward a radical truth. Freedom comes not from hoarding, but from releasing, from generosity that aligns us with God's heart. Charles Taylor has argued that in our secular age, many live as if the self is the only horizon, where fulfillment comes only from self-expression and accumulation. But Jesus opens that horizon. True life is found not in keeping, but in giving. Not in self-preservation, but in trust. The Father delights to give you the kingdom, he says. You don't have to earn it, defend it, or fear losing it. You only need to treasure it. And here is the irony. The more we let go of today's so-called treasures, our screens, our endless scrolls, our curated digital lives, the more space we make for something real, something eternal. As Tony Ranke points out in How Our Cell Phones Are Changing Us, our phones are not just tools. They are shaping our hearts, retraining our appetites, and pulling our attention towards shallow pursuits. They become the new masters, subtle, addictive, and relentless. Scripture warns that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In that light, the glow of our devices starts to look a lot like vanity dressed up as necessity. Practicing something as simple as an electronics Sabbath, intentionally unplugging, can expose just how dependent we have become. It can also re-anchor us in relationships, reflection, and the presence of God. If we dare to simplify, to resist the constant pull of digital noise, we might realize the richness of God's presence was never out of reach. We were just too distracted to notice. For individuals and churches, this passage calls us to vocation, to live as if the treasure of the kingdom really shapes our lives. Are we alert to God's call, ready to serve others, bold enough to invest in peace, justice, and mercy rather than fear, anxiety, or survivalism? The text whispers assurance. Do not be afraid, little flock. God is not a miser. God is generous. And when we treasure his kingdom, our hearts are drawn into his joy. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what does my pattern of priorities, how I spend my time, money, and energy say about what I truly treasure? Number two, what would change in me if I trusted, really trusted, that my Father's good pleasure is to give me the kingdom? Here is our practical exercise for the day. Choose one possession or habit of consumption, whether time, money, or attention, and redirect it as treasure toward someone else. Buy a meal for a neighbor. Give to a cause of justice, or simply offer undistracted presence to a friend. In doing so, you are not losing treasure, but investing in the only vault that cannot fail, the heart of God. Generous Father, you delight to give us the kingdom. Forgive us when we cling to treasures that do not last. Free our hearts from fear and recenter our lives on you. Teach us to invest in love, to sow in peace, and to reap the joy of serving others. May our treasure be in heaven, and may our hearts be anchored in you. Through Jesus Christ, who is himself our treasure. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forever.